And I'll go ahead and do roll call. Tim Tamir.
Here.
Carlos de la Torre.
Here.
Scott Clark.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. First order of business, our previous chair for the board, Albert Elias, has retired, so we are without a official chair. So I'll leave that to the current members to decide and vote on a chair to move forward with the meeting.
I'll make a motion to recommend Mr. Tim Tamir to be appointed chair of this committee.
I second that motion.
Yeah, the feeling.
Tim, is that an acceptance of the nomination?
I accept the nomination.
Okay, and we'll go ahead and have a roll call vote on that nomination. Scott Clark.
Yes.
Carlos de la Torre.
Yes.
Okay, and Tim Tamir.
Yes.
Okay, that is a confirmed, and congratulations. And we'll move on to any announcements.
Any announcements from staff or from city attorney's office? All right. Seeing and hearing none. Do we need to do the review and approval of the legal action report from April 27th? It shows on my agenda.
Yes, I apologize. That is item 4.
Is there anything to present on this item?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the April 27th, 2021 meeting and the legal action report associated with that meeting as well.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All right, let's do the vote, Mr. LaFleur.
Okay. Tim Tamir.
Abstain, I was not present.
Carlos de la Torre.
Yes, aye.
Scott Clark.
I will also have to abstain as I was not present.
So what do we do in this case?
I will defer to Chris Avery on that point. Hey, Chris, you're muted.
Let's put it on the next agenda and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
And I need to clarify my earlier statement. I may have been present for that meeting. I was thinking we were still in 2021. So let's take it at the next meeting, and actually I probably was present. It was so long ago, it was fake. I wasn't recollecting, so.
Okay.
That's on me. All right. All right, next item 5, review of water service denial for 10,600 South Nogales Highway, a parcel located in unincorporated Pima County, and I believe we begin with a report from Tucson Water staff. Who would be making that presentation?
I will. Michael Morreale will.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Michael Morreale. I'm the engineering manager of the New Area Development section of Tucson Water. And one of my roles and responsibilities is to administer the approvals and denials for the water service area policy. Water service policy was established by Mayor and Council on August 4th, 2010, and it requires Tucson Water to review requests of water service beyond the service area on a case-by-case basis. Requests for new service beyond the existing water service area must be denied if parcel contains 20 acres or more of developable land, or the parcel is abutted on fewer than three sides of the existing service area. Now, to clarify and to kind of further define what that means, it means that you need to be abutted on a minimum of three sides of existing Tucson Water customers who have open accounts and inactive accounts. That's what the service area means. The color coding of the map a little bit, dark blue is all of the service area, which is all of our customers who have meters and open accounts. The light blue is currently is obligated to serve, but is not yet served, and that will not grant a side for light blue areas. Pink areas is annexation. Yellow is unincorporated Pima County. I think that's enough for this. We can go ahead and move on to the next slide, please. Thank you. All right. 10600 North, 10600 South Nogales Highway is located in unincorporated Pima County. It is approximately 1.1 acres in size, which would meet the 20 acre rule. However, it does not meet the three side rule. There's privately owned parcels to the west, to the north, and to the east, and there is an active Tucson Water well site to the south. The parcel abuts existing water service area on one side, the north. The denial of service was because it does not meet the water service area policy, which we require to be abutted on three sides by existing customers. We can go on to the next slide. All right, so the denial of water service, this particular parcel has had two known denial letters, one in September of 2019, and the most recent one of October 2021, and the letter of denial is found on the left of this slide. Next slide, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morreale. So item B under five is the appeal of the water service denial. Do we go to the applicant?
Yes, this will be the time for Mr. Castaneda to present to the board and begin discussion.
And point of clarity, and this might be for the city attorney, I believe we're the water service area review board and we're not an appeal board. So is the reference to an appeal something that is different than what we are as a board? Is this actually an appeal or is this a review?
So it's an appeal from the denial, but your authority to overturn it is constrained in that you're obligated to decide whether the decision was made correctly under the water service policy.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that clarification. So to the applicant, property owner, if you're able to jump in.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sergio Castaneda, and this is my wife, Judith Castaneda. We're the owners of 10600 South Nogales Highway, and I thank you for having me today. And the reason my appeal to the board is because I consider that the policy was not applied correctly to my parcel. When I received the denial letter, I was not sent a copy from where in reference it was referred to stating the policy. I had to call to ask what was the reason of the denial letter. I was told verbally that my property is abutted by fewer than three sides according to policy. With the map and explanation now that we were given, we can demonstrate that my property has two sides. The two sides are north and west, which puts me out of the policy. The two sides are private properties, and my other two sides are public properties, which are under the obligated service area and have not been served with water at the moment for the reason they are public, which are the Tucson City Well to the south and the the city to the east. And this puts me at a disadvantage because the adjacent sides, east and south, once again, the city, will never request water. This is the reason I consider the policy was not made for properties adjacent to a city well or public properties. This is why I consider the policy not just and reasonable to this particular parcel. You prevent me from having a third or fourth neighbor, and I am still denied water. This policy does not apply for my property. And the fact that my property is adjacent to two sides, east and south, with the city of Tucson, takes me out of the policy, leaving me with two sides because the city is on the south and the east sides. That is why I think the policy does not pertain to my parcel. Or was applied correctly to my parcel. Thank you.
Okay.
I thought I had unmuted myself. I apologize. Is there any call to the audience for anybody that wanted to speak on this particular matter? And I don't see any virtual or actual hands raised. So board deliberation, decision, and recommendations. Mr. Clark, were you about to dive in?
Yeah, I've got a few questions. The first one is for the city attorney. So is there any provision in code or policy that, given the fact that he's got public properties on two sides, that would provide flexibility here?
So typically when we have considered a property to be a side, if it's publicly owned and unlikely to be developed, you know, for it's a conservation set aside or a park or a BLM land or some other consideration. I don't know exactly. I think we're probably going to have to do it. I don't know what the allegation is of the public property on the east side. I think it looks to be right away, but I can't really tell from the obviously there's an old railroad on the other side, which is another consideration that we might want to make. But I don't have enough information on this map. I was trying to take a look to see whether those public properties are properties that would not ever be developable.
So Chris LaFleur, could you bring up a map Tucson of that area? And while you're doing that, so there was two letters of denial. Were the two letters to the same owner, or was there a change in ownership somewhere in there? Mr. Carlos.
I'll have to look at it.
Sergio, were they to both letters to you, or did you find out about this when a letter came and it was the first your knowledge?
Thank you for the question, sir. I recently acquired the property at the end of November, and the past letter was to the past owners.
So did he disclose to you that he'd been denied water?
No, sir.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So public property on both sides. And then we got an aerial coming up, I hope, because what I'd like to see is what I heard was there's a Tucson well that's adjacent to this property.
I believe that's what was stated, before we leave this image, it looks like there's service to the north, but there's no service to the west on the private property to the west.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the well site to the south, and then the right of way slash roadway slash railroad to the east. So I only see service on one side to the north, regardless of how we define the well site. So Scott, were you looking for a different view so you could see more of what actually is on the ground there?
Yeah, because my concern here is that right now he does not meet the policy because he's got obligated, but it's unserved. As I recall, the policy says it has to be served. So just because it's obligated, that doesn't meet the policy. But my concern, though, is if we have a well site immediately to the west and we're putting the property owner in a position to drill his own well, are we creating a situation where we're going to have a well drilled in the area of influence of that of our own well? And then where's the Kona Depression at? So I'm just concerned we're creating a problem for Tucson water system as well if we don't figure out a way to provide service. And so I guess that's another one for the city attorney to consider when he's looking at this. I saw where Michael said he had a map up, so.
So, Michael, you have like a Google map that you can pull up? Because I just zoomed in on Google, and I can show what's on the ground there. If you.
It is a Pima Maps.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would like to see that as well, because I'm having a hard time placing this property in context to the Moose Lodge.
Okay. Let me know when you can see it.
Can see the map.
Okay, this is the map. This is the parcel in question right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the claim is that there is a city property on the east side. So this is right away. So that doesn't count as a side. That's automatically goes to across the street. This is the parcel across the street. And that parcel is owned by Rene Valencia. So there isn't a parcel, there isn't a Tucson Water parcel to the east. It is owned by a private person. I can turn on the aerial if you want to see, you know, the actual aerial.
Yes, please turn on the aerial because then we can see the well site in the corner.
Okay, let me see. There's. That it? No, this is it. There we go. And right here is the well site. And this is the property right here. That's so, in question.
Michael.
And there's an existing well across the street, and there's an existing well over here as well. And they're privately owned wells that are currently in the vicinity of our production well.
So the well site stands out pretty obvious, although there's quite a bit of the parcel to the south that's not the well site. Maybe it's owned by the city, but it's not the well site. Parcel to the west is clearly undeveloped, or looks to my aerial photographic skills to be undeveloped. And then even though there's right-of-way to the east, it's not uncommon to have water mains that serve on both sides of a right-of-way. So the parcel to the east is actually a privately held parcel. And then there's already something on the parcel we're talking about. So my question is, what is that that's on the parcel we're talking about, and how does does it have water service and from where? And that's, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, Sergio, I think that was for you.
Sergio, you're up.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, I appreciate that. The parcel on the east has a billboard which was taken, there's a license from the city on that parcel. And because I am not a neighbor to the freeway, there's a city parcel there where there's a gas line and there's water going through there. I know the intentions were to widen the freeway, but I know that is a particular parcel which puts my parcel at a disadvantage according to the within this policy, because it leaves me only with two sides.
Sir, what I think we're, what I'm hearing from staff is that the anything immediately to the east, whether it's a billboard or an easement or the highway itself or the railroad, is not what we were, since those are public right-of-ways, we don't look to that to have service. We actually go all the way to the next parcel, which is, I believe, on this map, kind of highlighted in blue. So the your constraint to the east is you're not being impacted by it being the road or the billboard. It's the next actual parcel, which does not have service from Tucson. Is that correct, Chris? Avery, sorry.
Again, I think so, Tim. I'm trying to, I can't see the cursor when Michael's showing this location. What I'm looking at is, okay, so Michael, so there's like, where's the parcel that we're talking about?
The one with right the bright here. White roof building right there in the middle.
Yeah, this one right here.
They want water service to that existing developed parcel.
Right.
So my other question was, how is that being serviced today?
Yeah, the Moose Lodge, is that what you purchased, Sergio, is the Moose Lodge?
County map doesn't show that one owner being the owner of that property in front, to the east.
We are looking at the county website right now, the county Pima County maps, and this is the property owner of that parcel to the east, Rene Valencia. And then this is the detail of that Rene Valencia.
And so back to the attorney's question, is that the Moose Lodge, your parcel that you just bought, is that the Moose Lodge?
Yes, that is the San Javier Moose Lodge.
And how does the Moose Lodge have water service?
Thank you for the question. I was waiting for somebody to ask that question. Actually, the moose have been hauling water, which is very inconvenient for them. And it's, they haul very expensive for them to haul water when there's a line crossing in front of the property, you know, that they can connect.
It's a tank.
And there's a tank, there's a 10,000 gallon tank, which gets filled every week there, you know, which makes it very inconvenient. A lot of labor, a lot of work. It's just been a hassle.
Thank you. Mr. De La Torre, you have your hand up.
Yes, thank you. So let me just make sure I understood correctly, Mr. Castañeda. You said you purchased a property in November of 21, you said?
Yes.
And just a question, who did you purchase the property from?
I actually purchased the property from Assume Incorporated, ES OOM.
Okay. So not related at all to the, you didn't acquire the property from the property owner to the north or to the west of you. Okay. I can't remember the, I believe there are the Chester family or Chester properties.
No, sir. I didn't purchase the property from them.
Okay. So no association with them whatsoever.
No.
Okay.
Don't know who they are.
Okay. And the reason why I asked a question is with relevancy on that is they own the parcels to the north. Okay, of the Moose Lodge, they own the properties to the west. So, and those are considered to be two individual properties. So, okay. And this is also a question to staff. So when, if those two position or those two parcels were merged, in my opinion, you would meet the intent of the policy, with the exception. And the question would be is the obligated portion, which is the well site. So you have a property to the north that is served. Okay, the property to the west, because it's considered a separate parcel. But if they were merged, they're owned the same property owner. That would be your cover on the north side, your cover on the west side, and if basically the obligated portion of it could be looked at as opportunity really to serve you, then you would be covered on that end. But if and I think the question or the comment is. Can we look at it from that perspective in terms of really being the same property owner, same parcels, even though they're under separate, they're under same owners, to see if there's that provides any flexibility to, so that way you got the three sites. But again, the question still remains on the obligated portion of it, if that still does not meet the policy requirement. So and where I was going with that, if you bought the property from this, from the adjacent property owner, is one, the disclosure, second, put potential access to their wells so you can get water, third, the possibility of merging those parcels, at least for the time being, to get you basically to meet the policy. So those were the options that I was really trying to look at that in your favor, but also in line with the policy and not making significant, I would say, accommodations outside of what's provided within the water policy. Thank you.
You have your hand up. Thanks, Mr. De La Torre. You have your hand up, Mr. Castaneda.
Yes, for me to actually purchase another property to meet the needs of the policy, I find it not just reasonable, and it still puts the policy out of my parcel, you see.
I wasn't alluding to the fact that you need to buy another piece of property. What I was alluding to, if you had purchased a property from, again, I didn't know where the how you had acquired the property. Okay, if the property was sold basically by the adjacent property owners, knowing that they own land to the north, knowing they to your property, they own land to the south or to the west. Okay, is really the possibility of really. One, see if they must have water services to some of the properties because they're not being served, to my knowledge, by Tucson Water. So, and if there's a possibility for them to provide you services to your property, and or the other one would be is by virtue, if you bought the property from them, the possibility of them combining the two parcels they got under one, and that would basically would get you closer in the interim. To meeting the policy requirements, but it's very complicated. I just doing that, but I just thought that it would make more sense if you had purchased a property from them as a way to facilitate you through the process.
Yes, Mr. Chesney.
At one point in time, I saw that there was a meter from that adjacent property from those owners that fed water into the Moose. But since I'm a current owner, I don't know the current situation or what was the issue there that they put the water resource into the Moose Lodge.
Thank you. Thank you for that background. I have an additional question for you, if you know. Where is the water that is hauled to the Moose? Where is that purchased from?
It is actually purchased from a private company, and I know they get the water hauled from on La Cañada. There's a well. I'm not sure if you know about that well that services members in back of the mine where they have like large parcels and there's no water service out there. I think they fill the water there and then they haul it to the Moose, which is quite a ways.
Okay, thanks. That's helpful.
Or it's a private company, but I'm thinking I've seen that truck on the La Cañada.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Attorney, one of the, we still are uncertain about how, if there's any flexibility to the south, being a Tucson Water well site, whether that parcel, because it's a well site, how do we handle that under the policy? Is that something you can shed light on? Does that, and from the air photo, you know, you see the Moose, which is the white structure in the middle, yeah, immediately south, and you can see the parcel outline. Is that fuller parcel, which on the very east end has a well site and is undeveloped, for the other, you know, three quarters of the parcel, therefore it doesn't count because it doesn't have water service. Because it's a publicly owned site, it's a well site. Does that enter into this for consideration as being served or not held against the applicant, if you will?
Yeah, so I think that this is a new issue that we haven't had a chance to consider in the past, but I think it's likely, especially given the longstanding importance of the well field here in question and its proximity to the new Plant 9 facility, as well as the Pima Mine Road recharge facility, that, you know, we'd have to take a look at that issue carefully. It doesn't seem to me, however, that you still get to three sides, even if that well site is considered to be a side, but it does provide a path if the property owner wants to negotiate with the adjacent landowner to the west.
Okay, yeah. So that's something that we probably need to do some additional work on outside of this meeting to be able to, because it applies to this case potentially, either currently or in the future, and or it may also apply to other circumstances where a well site is on the site of a parcel that's being asked for service. Mr. Morreale, you have a comment?
Yes, this subject has come up in the past, and it was decided that Tucson Water facilities, if there's infrastructure on that, whether it be a well site or reservoir, that we can consider that as a side, because it may not be served by Tucson Water, but it is serving. So there, the historical precedents had been set in the past, and I have been reviewing well sites and reservoirs as a side for more than a year now. So I believe that subject has been broached, and if that's something that you want to change and not consider that as a side, we can do that as well. But historically, I have been accounting Tucson Water facilities with actual active equipment on site as a side for the benefit of the customers.
Thank you, Mr. Morreale. So I don't think we're asking you to do anything different than what you've done traditionally. Yeah. That's helpful to know how that's been determined before. So without going too far on a limb, we have service to the north. And subject to our verifying everything legally, the potential to declare the parcel to the south as qualifying as a side,
yes,
for purposes of determining the three side rule, still leaves us short a side for now. But you had your hand up.
Yes, I have a question here. On the again, on the assessor's map, it doesn't show that that part, the east part, it's part of the property crossing the railroad. But in that case, if it's part, my question is, why just that strip that is in front of the property or at the east, it's an obligated portion area and not the whole property of the person that you told us that it's the owner?
Can you share with me what you're talking, what you're referring to? Because I'm yeah, looking because, at there's yeah, a line yeah. right here.
Yes, and you state that it's part of the property that it's on blue, right? But on the other
blue is the property.
Yeah, on the map, on the map that you show that it's the obligated service area, it's only that portion that it's in front of our property and your light property, the well property, that it's marked as a light blue, like a obligated area. So if it's the same parcel, okay. Why is not the whole parcel of this man marked as an obligated service area? I mean,
do we have that?
Are you splitting? Is you split the property or how it works?
I'm not following which map you're referring to. So if we have that map someplace, that I think you're referring to the color coded map.
Yeah.
It's on the page six.
Yeah. Okay, page six. Is this the map you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay. And what are you referring to as the parcel or that's in front of yours? Because
the light blue.
Yeah, so Mr. Morielli, can I just jump in for a sec?
Sure, no problem. I can explain, but go ahead.
Let me jump in for a sec. So this map shows the parcel you've bought in red. It shows the darker blue to the north, meaning served. The lighter blue to the south, which is obligated but not served. But we talked about that could potentially be declared as a side because it's two some water infrastructure. And then immediately to the west, you have a separate parcel that is not served. Mm-hmm. And yep. immediately to the east, across the highway and the railroad and the right of way, you have that trapezoidal shaped parcel, which is not served by Tucson Water. So your nearest parcel to the west is not served, and your nearest parcel to the east is not served. So you have one side for sure, and a second side that sounds like we're on a path to maybe be able to consider it served, but you're still only two sides in that scenario.
Yeah,
and it just being the city well being one of my sides puts me at disadvantage. It just clusters me into this disadvantage because on the east, it's not only used as stormwater easement, the water goes to the back of the property, and there's a monitor well where Chuck Foss gave me some information yesterday that there was a monitor well, and the monitor well is actually situated in a place where I would want to drill my well, which puts me at another disadvantage. And then in the back, there's a pond where it actually has a pond that seeps water into the aquifer. And if everybody drills a well, I mean, there's the disservice to the resource of water where I believe the city has the best knowledge and the best use for distributing water.
I have clarity. Did you say that Tucson Water has a monitor well that's on your property?
Chuck Foss, this is the information I just went by through Chuck Foss. He believed it belonged to ADWS, but it was actually done by one of the owners, previous owners there. I don't know the relationship between the state or any entity to that monitor well, but a monitored well does exist on that side between the city well and my property. And I was wondering if you had any information on that monitor well.
Oh, Mr. Marielli has his hand up. So ADWR is the Arizona Department of Water Resources, and they do own and monitor wells, and that is an independent entity from Tucson Water. But good to know that the well's there. Michael, did you have something to add, or did I cover
it? Yeah. Well, I was going to go back to a subject about the light blue. I can see where the confusion might be. I'm thinking that there's a light blue parcel between, between the right of way and their property. It's a color coding of the map GIS mapping system. All right of way is automatically colored light blue, but we don't consider that in our assessment. So what you're seeing on the map in front of you, the dark blue is our water mains, and the scale is kind of blown up to a point where you can't make out quite how many mains there is. And then the light blue is the right of way, the edge of the right of way. So it goes all the way, south on the map, and it goes all the way north on the map. And that doesn't count as a parcel, and it is not counted as part of how I assess the policy. So I just wanted to clarify and where I can see where that misunderstanding might be. That's all I needed to say. That's all I wanted to say. So.
Thank you, Michael. And just for clarity's sake, the fact that that's light blue and right of way or water mains is not in favor or against this determination of whether this parcel gets water service. It's actually irrelevant. Is that correct?
That is correct. The location of a main is not relevant to the policy. It's only existing customers that are relevant. In administering the policy, that light blue, that light blue strip, like on the east edge, that I believe that that's where they're referring to, because there's a sign there, that's right away, and I would not count that as part of the policy. I would go immediately across the right away, the railroad right away, to the parcel on the opposite side of Old Nogales Highway.
So why it's in the map? Why you just remove the color from there? But because if you put that it's a light blue, that means under the map that you guys have online that it's in an obligated service area. And for us and the FEMA and assessors FEMA County, this is not part, that part is not part of the parcel on the front. It says that it's per state highway plan. So for us, the east and the south is part of the city of Tucson that's a public property. So we only have two sides. So we're out of the policy because we don't have the opportunity to have four sides or three sides like the other persons, because not even the county or the city or the state will request water. So that means that you guys will never request water, because you are public. We only have two sides to work.
So I disagree with you there, because the parcel to your east that is considered or evaluated for purposes of the policy is on the other side of the freeway. It's the trapezoidal piece that is not obligated nor served. So you're not being prevented from having four sides that could potentially be served because of that right of way and or roadway. So your argument is correct. We're not going to ask for water service there. Because of that, it actually goes to the next parcel to the east. So you actually have all four sides as potential, of which you have one side served and one side that we could potentially consider to be served for purposes of the parcel. So you at most have two sides, and the other two sides, west and east, are parcels that could have been served for purposes of the policy.
What do you tell me about the parcel on the south where the well is located for it? I don't know if it's considered a parcel or it's considered a well, because everybody considers it a living well that feeds water into a reservoir.
That is a well that resides on a parcel, and subject to our verification after the meeting, what we indicated in this meeting is that current practice is that that likely could count as a second site for you. So that would only still give you two.
And if that counts on a side, it's part of the light blue that's on my east side. Is there a determination on the policy that states that the east side cannot be counted as a side?
Because it's a side. The policy states that it needs to be sides, but you now said that it's part of the parcel. You have the policy. Can you tell us where in reference is that?
Because we have the side
and it's light blue. Now, you guys said that the light blue, it's not to be there. It's just, maybe a mistake or I don't know, but if it's blue and it's on the online and it shows that it's on the obligated service area, the fact is that you guys have it as a blue, light blue. So for us, it's a site with water.
May I answer your questions, please? If you look at the parcel that has the well site, I'm trying to literally answer your question. I'm reading your body language as you're not receptive to my answering your questions.
I apologize.
That is the parcel that is now highlighted. Clearly, that parcel does not extend further east than the well site. It has a boundary to it, just like the parcel you purchased, and that boundary ends on, you know, just east of the fence around the well site. The area directly to the east, while on that particular map painted blue, light blue, it's painted light blue not because it's obligated, it's painted light blue because it is a right of way, and that's a function of the map base that it's drawn from. But let's just for a moment say that that was obligated. I'm not saying it's obligated because it's not. If it was obligated, it still does not give you a side. It is not served. So your opportunity on the east is the trapezoidal, that one, that I don't know if you can see his cursor, I can sort of see it. That is your opportunity to have a parcel served on the east side, which is not served by Tucson Water. So we can go around and around about what the light blue in the right of way means, but the right of way is not being held against you. The road is not being held against you. You're not being constrained to the east by lack of a parcel that could be served. And it is light blue for a reason we've explained, is because it's on the base map that this was drawn from. It is, and my lights are going out, sorry. It is a right of way. But that is not constraining you, at least in any way that I can understand. That right away to the east is not constraining you.
But it still puts me out of the policy. And how is that other parcel across the freeway, how can that benefit me?
If that, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Attorney and Mr. Morielli, if that parcel across the freeway was served by Tucson Water, then it could potentially be your third site.
Yes.
That's how it would have benefited you, but it's not served by Tucson Water.
But that parcel also doesn't pertain to the policy where it has its sides. Would serve the sides, you know.
That parcel was not served
by Tucson Water.
So
right, and that parcel was used as part of the assessment. I looked at this parcel, and that parcel for sides with existing customers. This was the only one that had an existing customer. I would have granted you this one as a side, but because you don't have the third side from the east or the west, I had no choice but to write a denial letter.
Have you
go back to you, Mr. Mr. De La Torre, you have your hand up, or your virtual hand.
I just wanted to pretty much trying to offer to them another explanation in terms of that particular trapezoidal property. So if you look at to the on that case, if they came in and requested water, they probably would not meet the policy. Okay. One, because Tucson Water is not serving property to the north. They're not serving property to the south. It's state land, so you may get a side because he's not being developed. But to the west side, you may not be, because again, your property is not it's not served by Tucson Water. So I think it's a little bit complicated on that, but that's the analogy. So the road, it's invisible. As it relates to joining properties to the east, it becomes to be invisible. It has no relationship whatsoever. Okay. So it's really just trying to look at those parcels contiguous and do you have a side or not? And so fortunately, the policy was developed this. It's really just to make sure that in order to serve water in areas that are not committed or are not under the Tucson obligated area, had to be bounded by the three sides. Okay. And so that is a premise, or that's the essentially what we're looking at, that whether it was interpreted that or not. And in this case, the policy was applied the way it was basically written and it's intended. I think Tucson Water gave you the benefit in terms of saying, let's consider the well side as a possible site, but even though you still don't have the side on both ends. The east, because they're not being served by Tucson Water, and the west, which are not being served by Tucson Water. So no matter what, you still don't have, you're still missing a side.
Mr. Clark, you have your hands up. Thank you, Mr. De La Torre. I also thank you for your explanation of, you know, you look as if that parcel was contiguous. I think that's a helpful way to look at it. That if that trapezoid was right up next to you, that's how we would determine it. Go ahead, Mr. Clark.
So, Mr. Castaneda, have you talked to the owner of the property to the west of you about, you know, a quit claim deed or anything to where he can make that side a connection? Because what's preventing you? He owns both the properties to your north and to your west.
Okay.
Property to the north is served, right?
I believe so. Yes, it's in dark blue according to the map. Because okay, so the map might be wrong, because according to the east side, which is light blue, which is obligated service area, it's not served. So there's a little bit of misinformation there.
The description here tells that. So
that's so let me help you try and get there. If he is served to the north, and he owns the property to the west, could you not reach out to him to see if you can come up with something to where you're able to create a, through quitclaim or some other means, a parcel that ends up in the west that he owns because it's then served, right? And that's your third side if the attorney goes back and reviews and says the well is a side. That's what I'm thinking your easiest way is here. Because no matter what we do right now, we can only get you to two sides.
The parcel to the west and the parcel to the north would have to be combined into one parcel. If there are still two parcels, then I can't give them a side.
That's my advice, is to figure out how to do a combination parcel with your property owner to the north there. I think he'd be willing to talk to you because his parcel looks like right now is just being used to dump materials, and I'm sure he's in the floodplain or close to it. So that parcel is not going to have a lot of value. So no matter what we do today, we can only get you to two sides. So you're going to have to talk to another property owner to get side number three.
Side number three?
Yep.
The thing is, does that property owner have served water? The one on the west?
Based on, well, so Michael, can you bring up your map again?
So you brought up a good point right there. See, if you look at Chris, he needs Chris you as much as you need him right now. If he wants to develop that property, he cannot on his own. I don't think he would be able to get it because he doesn't have the three sites, and you're right. Part of the three sites. So what I think in really working together on that is if he's able to work with you, combine the two parcels, what's behind you and what's above you, okay? And I'm not trying to circumvent the system, okay? But this is really a mechanism. So it's really combine those parcels. At that point in time, you would have the three sites. You would have the property to the north, you would have the property to the west, and you have the Tucson Water to the property to the south, okay?
Agreed.
So agreed. At that point in time, you meet the policy, okay? If, right. for instance, he says, I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to do this. Okay. If he comes back and wants to have water, okay, he would be denied. He would be in the same boat as you would be. Reason for it is he has property to the north. He's got access to the north. He doesn't have it to the west. He doesn't have it to the south. And he needs you, okay, to be able to have water because he's not. He needs you at that point in time. So that's probably the mechanism really to get both of you guys water in there and really working with the premises of the policy. Okay. And it's really, and it's irrelevant what happens on the road. It's really what's basically in blue and what else are the different colors, what's in yellow. Okay. So I think your situation, it would be very advantageous for you to have a conversation with him to be able to see if you guys can work something out. And the other part of that is you do that in paper now, okay? And eventually, and I'm not trying to circumvent the law now, you can certainly go back and revert those property lines at a future date. But from the city's perspective, those lines, you got, so from your lot lines, you got to have an immediate lot that is being served by Tucson Water on three sites, okay? That's a trick, okay? And that's when sometimes this policy in terms of really creating, protecting the natural resources may not be in line in terms of how the lots are distributed, how the lots are being developed, and what the planning and use of that land is. So this is really a way, really to a venue for you to consider moving forward. Because if my suggestion would be is, we table this item, you have a site discussion with the adjacent property owner, see if you can come to terms, maybe a later time you come in, make the request. But if things continue the way they are, it's we have no lead way but to deny it because it doesn't follow the water policy. Thank you. Sorry.
Do you think a denial or approval would actually put me out of the policy?
Right now, the law gives us no choice. We don't have any discretion regarding the sides. So what we're looking to do here is create the third side for you, but you're going to have to put some legwork into this. Otherwise, it's just an automatic denial. When you look at the service area policy, the only authority this board has is to determine whether Tucson Water followed the policy or not. So right now, you only have one side. We can maybe get you two based on the attorney's review of the well site. The third one is going to have to come from a private party consultation, you and the other property owner, to see if he wants to consolidate a parcel that gives you your third side, or do some kind of easement, or split the parcel, or sell you something. You're going to have to get something there on the west.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Avery, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that you talked about buying the lodge from a company, and I don't know if that company had any pre-existing relationship with the parcel to the north or the parcel to the west or not. Did the owner of the parcel to the north or the west sell you the Moose Lodge?
I just recently acquired it through Assume. I know Assume actually purchased the property maybe from that owner, but I know they were being sold water from them. Is there, so if they have water from the city, can they tap me into the water, or is that illegal?
No, they can't. They can't. We have a city code that requires each premises have a separate water service.
Okay, so they can't sub water to me.
No, but you have an opportunity to, I don't know if the parcel owner to the west and the parcel owner to the north are the same, but you do have opportunity there.
Those are the same property ownership.
Yeah, so you've got an opportunity there for the property owner to the north of you to increase the value of that parcel to the west in working with you.
Okay.
The other thing I would say is that there's no guarantee that the city can give you that if you do it, it's going to result in a water service granting, because the city sometimes, I don't have any control over what the mayor and council decide to set as the water service policy. So we have to interpret the water service policy in light of what the water service policy is at the time an application is made. And we don't have the ability to essentially say, if you do X in a few years, then we'll be able to grant you service. We just have to review the applications when they come in.
Thank you, Mr. Avery.
My parcel, once again, where we started, out of the policy.
Yes.
That is correct.
You know, yes, and in the course of this meeting, I looked up the real estate listing for your parcel, and it expressly says that the water service is provided from a 5,000-gallon tank. So you're getting exactly what you paid for here, which is hauled water service at the Moose Lodge. If you want to improve your situation, then you have the opportunity to be creative to do that.
Right, but the past does not equal the future. We're actually trying to get a better future for the Moose Lodge there, for them not to go through the burden of hauling water, because it's just a burden on just traveling, hauling water, all the resources being all with the price of gas and all of that, you know.
Understood.
Understood.
To me. Yeah, you're getting some advice from the members of the Water Service Board that I think is worth considering, and evaluating your options. And in the meantime, we'll make sure that we get squared away on our side about the well site policy there.
So with that, I think we need to begin to bring the meeting to a close. This board deliberation and decision, I think we've heard the facts of what we understand Tucson Water's application of the water service area policy. Do we have a motion about the appeal?
I like Mr. De La Torre's idea of continuing this, if that is what Mr. Castaneda would like, in order to have time to go talk to this property owner.
Any open?
Go ahead. I was just going to call on you. Go ahead.
Any open possibility for us to receive water is more than welcome, and I thank the board for that and all of you.
Thank you for that. So, any objections to continuing? I don't know. Do we have to vote to continue?
I think yes, we do.
So we have a motion to continue from Mr. Clark. Do we have a second? So awkward with only three of us. I just stare at Carlos until he seconds it. Oh, you have your hand up.
And he's muted.
My suggestion, just a friendly amendment to that motion, to continue. Probably it would be good really to establish that some sort of a time when this should be reviewed, should be looked at, so that we don't leave it open-ended. So really just to keep both parties pretty much on check, my suggestion would be anywhere between 90 to 120 days I should give a time for Mr. Castaneda to see what are the possibilities. If not, then we need to bring closer to the case and deliberate at that point in time. So my suggestion is we're between 90 to 120 days.
So I accept his friendly amendment, and I'm for 120 days. That gives him 4 months to try and figure out if he can work out a deal with the other property owner.
And I second that motion. So that way, it just go under the record. It's not a denial. It's really just a continuation of the item. It really, and just, I'm trying to bring this clarity to Mr. Castaneda, gives you ability to really try to work with the property owner. If not, we'll bring back the item and it will be reconsidered, whatever the situation may be at that point in time. So that way it brings closer to you, bring closer to us. And that will then we can deliberate and make a decision on this particular item.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. So let's vote on the motion to continue the item for 120 days.
Okay. Tim Tamir.
Yes.
Scott Clark.
Yes.
And Carlos De La Torre.
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes.
Thank you, Chris. Motion passes. We have 120 days for you to work on the things that we discussed and see, and feel free to reach out during that time frame as you would normally if you have questions.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Call to the audience. Anybody with anything else to share? Round two. Seeing no virtual or other hands. There's a hand. Mr. Morreale, you have a hand.
I was a little slow, sorry.
That's okay.
If you are able to get the lots combined, you can just make another request. I'll assess it again, and if it meets the policy at that point in time, I'll just give you a approval. Just saying. So I know we're gonna meet it at 120 days, but if you are successful in that, I can go ahead and do that for you. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morreale. Just to put a closure point on that, you don't have to wait 120 days if you get it resolved sooner, such that you get the three sides run in the door virtually.
Yeah, you can make as many requests as you want to, and anybody can make requests on your behalf as well. But the parcels do have to be combined for me to be able to assess that differently.
The north and west.
Is there, let's say I run out of time and I'm in a need of an extension, would that be possible, or is just 120 days?
I can't speak. Oh, go ahead, Michael. That's it.
If you can't get it combined in 120 days, but is in the process, then just make a new submittal at that time. As soon as the parcels are combined together, then it becomes a new situation and I can assess it as a different case. It doesn't have to be this particular case. So you can make multiple requests over time as the conditions of the area change. Like if the city of Tucson decides to annex your property into the city, well, then you'll become obligated and we'll go ahead and get you a meter. But you know, this policy is very dynamic and it changes from week to week and month to month. People get out of policy and then into policy within just your next door neighbor purchasing a meter. So it's a very dynamic thing. So this is the 120 days is not the end for you. It's just the end of this particular case. You can open up additional cases in the future if you want to.
Thank you.
So what I'll add to that, though, is we can't speak for a future board. Very well might be the same three of us. Or it might not be, but if you're making progress, I'm sure we'll be interested to hear. If you get to 120 days and you haven't been able to fully resolve it, I'm sure we'll be interested to hear what your status is and what progress you have made. And then we would take up the item at that time if you haven't been able to reapply.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your patience and spending the time with us and explaining your concerns and we're happy to continue the conversation with you since we're in continue mode, and we'll see you in 120 days, if not sooner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. With that, I think we are adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Right. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.